I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. There is something special about one's relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. Today, I would like us to think about two things. First, having the desire to find favor with God, and second, receiving His mercy and blessing in the process of pleasing the Lord. I find these two thoughts when Moses encountered God and prayed in Exodus chapter 33. He wanted to know God so much that he desired to see His glory. He was told by God in the previous verses, before verse 18, that God's favor was upon him. Moses, in turn, then wanted more of God. He wanted to see God's glory. Verses 18 and 19 states, Moses said, "Please show me your glory." And he said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you and will proclaim before you my name, the Lord. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy." In other words, God, I want to please you with my life. I want your favor to rest upon me. I want to know you more, so much more, that I want to see you in all your glory, your splendor and majesty. Isaiah had a vision of God's glory, splendor and majesty. He stated in chapter 6 of Isaiah and verse 1, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.' And the foundations of the thresholds shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, 'Woe is me! For I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.'" Isaiah saw the glory, splendor, and majesty of God and discovered that part of God's glory is His holiness. Part of God's glory is found in the display of creation. The whole earth is filled with His glory. Then Isaiah becomes keenly aware of his own unholiness, unworthiness, and states he's a man who is lost and has unclean lips. Why? Because he has seen the King, the Lord of hosts. He caught a vision of God. Isaiah, like Moses, desired God's favor to see and experience God's glory, but needed God's mercy and grace to do so. God stated that he would show mercy upon whom he chooses to show mercy. Fortunately, Moses and the people of God, Israel, received God's blessing, his mercy. Isaiah likewise had an angel sent from God to touch his lips and make him clean, holy, acceptable, sins forgiven. He was a recipient to God's blessings and mercy to proclaim God's word. Do you desire to receive God's favor upon your life? Do you want to see His glory, splendor, and majesty? Do you want to experience His blessings such as mercy and grace? Both of these prophets of God were looking to God, having their eyes fixed on God, wanting to know Him more, and in communion, prayer, and intercession, seeking Him. Jesus said, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples." John 15, verses 7 and 8. Why not today seek God's favor, desire His glory, and receive His mercy and grace? Then you will shine for Him and bring God honor and praise. Father, help us this day to honor You by desiring more of You. May we be so bold as to ask to see Your glory. May we be humbled by the outpouring of Your mercy, grace, and love. Thank You for Your presence, hearing and answering our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.